For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. Some of the nurses at St. Mary's Hospital in downtown Reno demonstrated in front of the facility last week to express their concerns about working conditions during the COVID-19 pandemic. Bob Conrad is publisher of This Is Reno, and he was there covering the protest. He shared what he learned during this interview. Bob, you covered the recent protest at St. Mary's. How many people were there and what did they tell you?
Yeah, so I was there about 25 minutes and saw maybe about a dozen people demonstrating. There were a number of people, however, who were driving by and honking. They waved in support. The concerns were really twofold. The nurses said they simply do not have enough of the right type of personal protective equipment to do their job safely. They said they are reusing masks and some of the equipment they do have just is not really sufficient for what they should be doing or how they're interacting with COVID-19 patients.
Okay, and you mentioned that there were two main concerns that these nurses were demonstrating about. What was the second issue that they voiced?
The other concern is that they said they're not getting enough information, basic things like responses from the hospital's management. St. Mary's Regional Medical Center was founded in 1908 by the Dominican Sisters of San Rafael, but it's now owned by a private national company called Prime Healthcare. And the nurses are saying that this outside ownership is simply not communicating with them. I spoke with Kelly Haywood, one of the nurses who was there protesting. Here's what she had to say.
That's a big reason why we're here today. We don't want to be out here today. We've been trying for weeks the nice way, I guess I would say it, you know, through email and please communicate with us through Prime Corporate. However, they just are not replying to our emails on a lot of different things about bringing in more nurses to achieve safe staffing. We've been putting nurses over ratio. We have nurses in the COVID unit over ratio, which is very dangerous. We're asking them to release, you know, more information on what's going on with our task force, with how much PPE do we actually have if we're going to have a resurgence. Is it going to be enough? And we're just not getting a reply. We tried the nice way, so now we have to be out here, unfortunately, taken away from patient care.
And that was Kelly Haywood, a nurse at the hospital who was at the protest. And Bob, is it clear at this point how many patients or staff members at this facility have tested positive for COVID-19?
No, the numbers are not clear as to how many nurses or patients may have contracted COVID-19. Haywood did tell me that that is private and protected information. She did say, however, that the nurses have gotten COVID-19 on the job and that there is still a concern about getting the virus from patients.
Has St. Mary's or its parent company issued a response to the concerns of their workers?
The hospital sent an emailed statement, and it basically said that it values its employees and patients and that it has been communicating with them. The hospital's representative also said that the hospital does meet and exceed CDC recommendations for the use of PPE.
And are these nurses part of a union? Has that union released a statement about this situation as well?
Yes, these nurses are part of a union. We did not receive a statement from the union, but Haywood is a member of the union and was speaking at that event on behalf of the union.
All right, Bob, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bob Conrad is the publisher of thisisreno.com. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. As an additional note, the Washoe County Regional Information Center reported at the start of this week that there is still hospital capacity in the region. There are 43 people who are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. 65% of staffed short-term acute beds are occupied, and 32% of ICU beds are occupied.